So at least for now, anyone who's in there, and there are over 100 names that are referred to as John Doe's, will get an opportunity to make an argument about why their names shouldn't be made public. So far, there have only been two people notified. Apparently, neither of them have objected, so their names would probably be released. The person who's got to be most concerned here is Ghislaine Maxwell herself. This is going to be numerous depositions that she did in the context of this civil case, and it'll involve some very personal stuff about her, including about her sex life. You may even see in there elements of who she may have had sex with, but without naming that person, which would still stay redacted until the person had an opportunity to respond.
And her team said that they didn't want this release to happen because it would make her her ability to get a fair trial, it would infringe on that. Is that true?
Yeah, well, look, that's always an argument that defense attorneys make, that any information that would be harmful to my client makes it really hard for me to get a fair trial. It's also not typically a winning argument. There are always ways when you're looking for jurors to find people who haven't been following cases like this that closely, particularly when you're talking about, oh, the details of what was released and what it said. People have a lot of other things to do in their lives. And in case after case I've seen in jury selection, they're able to find people who have not followed these cases so closely. And most importantly, the legal standard is that they haven't developed an opinion about guilt or innocence.